Hachette Audio presents Day of the Dragon. Written by Katie McAllister. Read by Hillary Huber. Dedication. To my darling Michelle, best agent in the world, for keeping me sane when I badly wanted to become a professional hermit. Chapter 1. Archer Andras was not having a day that would be awarded any gold stars for excellence. It started off bad and gradually went downhill from there. "Who is it?" Miles asked that morning when, squatting next to a shallow tide pool, Archer turned over a waterlogged body and looked down into a face he knew. "David." His lips tightened as he touched the gray powder that ringed the man's eyes, nose, ears, and mouth. He didn't have to smell the residue to know what it was. "Christus Rex," Miles said softly. "Has he been?" "Yes." Archer stood up and gestured to the other four storm dragons, who stood awkwardly holding a canvas stretcher. "Someone blasted dark power through him." "Someone?" Miles's jaw worked for a few seconds while the four men laid a blanket over their dead tribe mate, then lifted him onto the stretcher. "I think we all know who's responsible for this, just as he's been responsible for the others. The question is, what are you going to do about it?" "The same thing I've been doing," Archer said, the grimness in his voice originating from the cold fury that gripped his soul. Not even his fire warmed him. He felt as icy as the gray-green water that lapped at the tide pool. "Try to protect my tribe, find those who attack us, build more defenses." He gestured toward the house that sat on a slight rise above the narrow strip of beach. "Take him to the basement," he told the men. "We'll hold the pyre after his family has been contacted." "The Shadow Dragons have much to answer for." Ewan, one of the stretcher-bearers, watched Archer, his eyes filled with anger. "They must pay for this murder."
"They must pay for all the murders," Miles responded automatically.
He waited until Ewan followed the men to the basement before grabbing Archer's arm as he headed toward the house.
"How many more members are we going to lose before you get off your ass to do something?"
Archer's dragonfire rose, but he kept it leashed, simply pausing to give the man next to him a long look.
"You forget yourself, cousin."
Miles's jaw worked again. They were alone now, the other members out of earshot.
"You have to do something," he said at last, his voice gritty. "You have to draw him out. This is intolerable." "Do you think I'm not aware that my own tribe is being decimated, slowly but surely, one dragon at a time?"
Archer snarled, slamming his cousin up against the white stone wall of the house.
"They are my family, Miles, as surely as you are. It is my family that is being killed, my family's homes that are being destroyed, their businesses ruined, their protection smashed. I feel every indignation suffered by all the members of my tribe, from you, my oldest friend, on down to the newest dragon to find solace in our numbers. I am doing everything I can to keep them safe and happy, but I can't work miracles." "If you can just lure him out, how?"
Archer released Miles, frustration heightening the sense of impotence that followed such attacks.
"I have tried for over 100 years, and to what end? I can't fight someone who hides in the shadows. Then perhaps you shouldn't be the master of the tribe."
Miles spat the words out, giving Archer a hard shove on the shoulder, making him stagger back a couple of feet. Heat flashed through Archer, and for a moment he considered teaching his cousin a lesson, but he ended up shaking his head to himself, feeling that there had been enough death. Miles was obviously just as frustrated as he was.